Well, what about when we have taxable expenses? Are they going to be reported, or should the employer sometimes consider including them in an agreement with the revenue? This next section talks about the pay-as-you-earn settlement agreement, the PSA, which is a formal contract between the employer and the revenue, used by employers as part of their employer compliance planning to deal with taxable expense payments and benefits in kind that they do not wish to be taxed on the employees or the directors. This has the effect of removing such items from both the P11D and the self-assessment reporting chain. A PSA is often set up after an employer compliance inspection or a pay-as-you-earn audit, when taxable expense payments have been picked up, settled for the past, and need to be dealt with going forward. The PSA has to be signed by both parties by the 6th of July after the end of the year of assessment. It can and should, where possible, be put in place before the start of the tax year to which it relates. This will then enable the employer to limit the Class 1 National Insurance liability to what's called Class 1B, employer only, and avoid primary Class 1 National Insurance charges on personal expenses or benefits and vouchers. Early registration of a PSA is not a problem because you can easily make amendments to the items included in the PSA by the 6th of July after the end of the tax year that it covers. Now might be a good time to register a PSA or indeed amend a PSA for the current tax year 2007-08. Amendments should normally be a matter for review after the end of the tax year and well before the 6th of July deadline. The income tax due on the taxable expense payments or benefits is by regulation treated as the liability of the employer. The tax due has to be grossed up to reflect effectively the tax on the tax. There are some restrictions on what you can include in a PSA. PSA only applies to expense payments and benefits in kind which are regarded as minor, such as long service awards or irregular payments, or where it would be impractical to apply pay-as-you-earn or to apportion the benefits, such as a Christmas party. So PSAs will typically include staff entertaining, taxable staff functions, staff gifts and incentives, long service awards outside of the exemption, taxable travel, private use of a pool car or van, non-qualifying uniform, in other words, ordinary clothing, and perhaps laundry on that clothing. The relaxation on minor and trivial benefits does mean that the cost of some non-reward gifts, for example, a bottle of wine at Christmas, a birthday card, a birthday cake, a wedding present, welfare items like flowers for someone in hospital on the birth of a baby, shouldn't be taxed at all, can be excluded from the PSA computation. There isn't a statutory date for supplying the information to the inspector, although many tax offices will insert the 6th of July, and then others will accept the 31st of August. The key point is that the payment of the grossed-up tax and national insurance has to be paid by the 19th of October after the end of the tax year. Some area compliance offices will actively review previous agreed PSAs, checking that the right amounts were included and at the appropriate cost, but that shouldn't put anyone off having a PSA.